morning to you. Happy Thursday. Hope you're doing very well indeed. Tom and Alex on your radio all over Australia. In the studio, we're very excited this morning. We've got two guys who are pretty big deals in the film industry. One of them is an Australian Tropfest award-winning director behind the 2006 film Coda. The other is a legend of Hollywood responsible for some of the highest grossing films in history, including Aliens, The Terminator, True Lies. Alex, you're a massive fan.
Big fan.
Titanic and Avatar. A man I assume is, I can only assume, came here via helicopter today. They're here to tell us about a brand new 3D project they're working on. Here's a taste of a trailer for this film right now.
It is the last unexplored territory in the world.
Espiritu is Sala, the mother of all caves.
Trust me, you're gonna love this.
What could possibly go wrong diving in caves?
Some come for fame and fortune.
You're not gonna set any records without me.
Others to chase history.
Your old man is the most respected explorer in the world.
Because he's got nothing else.
He's a good kid, Frank.
You need to go easy on him.
Exactly what I don't need to do. This cave will kill you in a heartbeat.
But one mistake in Earth's inner sanctum.
My God, would you look at that?
And no one will ever know you are even here.
Right, there's a taste of the trailer for Sanctum, and the director and executive producer, respectively, are here. Alistair Grierson and James Cameron, good morning.
Good morning, or good day.
Welcome to our sanctum. We've set up a bit of blue light in the studio. How's it going? Does it look like a cave?
A nice cave ambience. Yeah, we just have to have the echo. Go.
Yeah, we have no echo effects at all. Yeah. I'm sorry. I feel like an amateur now, James.
you need it's that knob. It's that knob right there.
Yeah, it's that knob right there. Yeah. Oh, look at me. I'm James Cameron. I come into the studio and start telling everybody what to do.
That's how it works.
Jeez.
I actually arrived by jetpack.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Sorry. I always get those two mixed up. So that's good.
Thank you so much for coming in to have a chat to us this morning on Triple J. And what we've just been told, which is just, we were already nervous, I must say, but your very only live interview on radio. And Alistair, we're nervous to be in the presence of Jane Cameron for 10 minutes. How did it feel being picked by him to do this movie, Sanctum?
I describe it as my entourage moment.
Right.
You know, you get the phone call, James Cameron wants to bring you to New Zealand to talk to you.
Were you skiing on a mountain at the time?
I was skiing, yep. With my jetpack. It's an off-piste kind of thing that we do. I'd met the producer of the film, Andrew White, who'd seen Coda and eventually got Jim to see the film, and Jim obviously saw something in the film that he liked and thought it kind of matched with the film that we wanted to make, Sanctum, and invited me to New Zealand, where he was making a short film called Avatar. And we got on, I suppose.
Yeah.
And
well, Alistair camped out with us. I was shooting Avatar. He camped out for about a week with his director of photography, Jules O'Loughlin, to just kind of see how the whole 3D thing worked, because I think they were both, you know, kind of concerned that might affect their creative style on the film. And I think when they got their heads around that, then they felt more comfortable.
Right, so Alistair, when James Cameron approached you, did it go a little something like this?
Vinny, say hello to James Cameron. Call me Jim, Vince. Okay, Jim.
There you go. That is the entourage moment.
That's exactly how it went.
Well, why don't we play a song and come back and have a really quick chat about what this new film is. And also, we've got a couple of listener questions for you, James. Huge fans of you listening to this show, so we'd love to get them to you after this. On Triple J, that is Little Red Slow Motion. Sorry if you really like that song, but surprisingly, James Cameron is busy, okay? And we need to keep going.
I'm not the one that called this.
You're not the one, that's true.
It was our Universal Studios handlers that called this.
No, I understand.
You were bopping away to some Little Red there, James.
I was.
You were loving it.
It's the hot pants.
James Cameron and Alistair Grierson behind this new film, Sanctum, which is coming out really soon. It stars a whole bunch of Aussies. Really quickly, Alistair, what is Sanctum about? It's about caving, essentially.
Sanctum is about a group of international cave divers who are exploring a cave system in Papua New Guinea, and it all goes horribly wrong when a freak storm comes from nowhere and blocks them in the cave, and they realise that the only way out of the cave is to go deeper into the cave.
Right. Mm. Okay, and this is actually based on the experiences of someone who wrote the film.
It's inspired by a real experience. The producer, Andrew White, about 20 years ago, got caught in a cave system on the Nullarbor when funnily enough, a freak storm came in and collapsed the cave entrance. And there were about 15 people who were trapped underground for 2 days. Ultimately, everyone was rescued. But I think it was that harrowing experience really stuck in his mind, funnily enough. And then Andrew began working with Jim about 10 years ago. And together they...
Jim is James Cameron. Is that right?
That's right, okay. My friend Jim.
Jim is fine, yes.
James and Andrew have been working together for about 10 years, doing a lot of underwater adventures and deep-sea adventures and developing 3D. And
yeah, we did six deep ocean expeditions together, and, you know, we sort of co-led those expeditions, organized them. So he'd produced all this footage in the most difficult kinds of circumstances. I said, if you can do that, you can produce a movie.
Right.
And how did it find being in Australia, a film industry that isn't very well known worldwide?
I don't know about that. I think it's very well known. I think you guys, you know, first of all, you produce a lot of directors and actors that are world famous and play in the international community. And I think you've got a really strong production base here in terms of crews and expertise, and, you know, certainly.
Well, we haven't made like a True Lies. You know what I mean?
I made some pretty big films, pretty great films here. You know, and the studio, you know, the Warner Studio on the Gold Coast was, I think, great to work there. You know, I mean, it's to shoot the caves, it was not practical in real caves other than some of the underwater footage. But so it was all done with sets. And I defy you to tell that, you know, what is set and what is real cave.
I was thinking about that. Watching this film is like, yeah, exactly how was this shot? These real caves we're looking at, it's a pretty amazing experience. Yeah. And also 3D throughout the entire film. This is obviously something that that's a bit of a trademark of his style of late, James. What is your fascination with 3D?
Well, I just think it's all going to 3D. You know, I mean, it's such a especially for a story like this, which takes place in a claustrophobic, confined environment, you really feel like you're there. You feel like you can reach out and touch the rocks.
When I first dipped under the water, I really felt like
you're there.
Going underneath.
You're
there.
And, you know, the thing is, ultimately, the film is not as much of an adventure or an action film as it is a drama about these people and how they respond to, you know, almost imminent death, how they support each other or act cowardly or act heroic or whatever it is, and the bonds between them, especially between the father and the son who have to survive this. And so I think the drama is enhanced by the sense of being physically present. If you, as an audience member, feel like you're the another member of the party and you're all in this together, then it's a heightened emotional experience as well as a visual one.
I feel like I had to drown some of them at one point. Like, that was going to be part of my job.
Yeah, you might have to.
And the next big step in technology is how to get the 3D glasses that don't pinch the nose. How do you think we're going to overcome this problem?
That's a good question. I think the thing is, 3D is just continually evolving. I mean, ultimately, obviously, we'll get to a point where I think at an exhibition level, there'll be no glasses. But I think that's evolving and you know.
Yeah, plus it's coming to the home and you know, you can get good, high-quality, big HD 3D TVs now. And so it's just there's going to be more and more. Pretty soon all movies, I'd say within 4 or 5 years, all movies will be in 3D. A lot of your you know, sports and entertainment programming in the home is going to be in 3D. And I think all the stuff about the glasses is just, you know... You know, it's like everybody complained.
Most people are stuck in a cave, Alex.
Suck it up. Yeah. That's right. Deal with it.
You're on Triple J this morning. We've got James Cameron, Alistair Grierson behind this brand new film, Sanctum, live in the studio. The movie comes out in February in Australia. Some really quick questions from listeners, if you don't mind, James.
Go for it.
These people emailed in breakfast@triplej.abc.net.au. Hi, Tom and Alex. My question to James Cameron. This is from Anthony. I've read in a few articles that True Lies may be developed into a TV series. Will you be involved in any form if it does happen, or will there be a chance of a film sequel if Arnold Schwarzenegger returns to acting now that he's freed up? Not so much a guy.
Yeah, he's available now. He's not running California anymore. Listen, I'm not very involved in that. You know, that's something that that the network is doing. Frankly, I'm not interested in television production. I like movies. I like documentaries. I like exploration. I got a lot to do, and TV ain't one of them.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Cutting the TV series or spelunking on TV, something like that? No.
No, I'm gonna focus my documentaries on, you know, ocean conservation and renewable energy, things like that are actually important.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah. Fair enough.
And following back to your cameo in Entourage, James, someone asked
career
whether,
high, apparently.
Exactly. I guess
who
he's
knew?
Put up in every interview as well.
Right.
People asking if following your fictional film of the comic book Aquaman, whether people have actually approached you to direct a real life.
Well, this is how twisted Hollywood really is. After the fictional Aquaman made so much money on Entourage, I actually got
theoretical
approached,
money. Yeah.
I got approached to do it for real. No, it'll be great. Come on, I said. Have you ever read Aquaman? It's a terrible comic.
Wow, slammed. Okay, fair enough. Thanks so much for coming in, James Cameron, Alistair. I mean, we could talk to you for a million years, I'm sure, but thank you so much for being here.
All right, well, I'll spend more time next time I come back.
Oh, excellent. Okay, great. Well, we'll book you in now for that. I think we'll need to do that. But good luck with this brand new film, Sanctum, and thanks very much for talking to Triple J this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Tom and Alex, this is Your Life. Triple J.